Reducing dust with off-ground almond harvesting. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. There's research being done to help the almond industry to transition to off-ground harvesting, meaning the nuts will not touch the ground. It will require a complete changeover of harvesting equipment and drying down the almonds in a plant prior to hulling and shelling. Dust abatement is the main reason for thinking about off-ground harvesting, as the nuts would not have to be picked up from the ground, which creates a lot of dust. Patrick Brown is a professor of plant sciences in the Department of Plant Sciences at UC Davis. He said off-ground almond harvesting has added benefits.
I mean, the reasons to think about off-ground, there's many different ones of them. Of course, the driver is the dust, which is difficult to get to compliance with the Air Resources Board with traditional methods, though people are doing a very good job.
He also sees a big benefit in pest management.
And it's been long known, if you pull those nuts off a week before traditional full hull split, you will mitigate your naval orange worm 40-50%.
Brown said that's a big cost savings for growers.
Not only for the control that you won't need to do, but theoretically, if you get the regulation of naval orange worm strong enough, you won't need to clean mummies out of the tree, which is one of the very biggest costs in California.
Brown says by off-ground harvesting, you can manage the soil better, put more organic matter into it.
Because we've got to maintain this desert-like bare orchard, and we've got to dry the orchard down to facilitate the harvest, and those two things compromise both the soil and the tree.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.